Veniet fortior me post me, cuius non sum dignus solvere. Corrigiam calceamentorum me.
January 2, 2019, John 1:19-28. This was the witness of John when the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He declared, he did not deny, but declared, "I am not the Christ." Though they asked, "Then are you Elijah?" He replied, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We must take back an answer to those who sent us. What have you to say about yourself?" So he said, "I am, as Isaiah prophesied, a voice of one that cries in the desert, 'Prepare a way for the Lord, make this path straight.'" Now those who had been sent were Pharisees, and they put this question to him, "Why are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, and not Elijah, and not the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but standing among you, unknown to you, is the one who is coming after me, and I am not fit to undo the strap of his sandal." This happened at Bethany, on the far side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. To prepare the way for the Lord. John was preparing the way for the Lord when he came first. Now we are living in the time when we have to prepare the return of the Lord. Before, normally, we have to bring the gospel to the end of the world. But we have to see a lot of regions of the earth were already in contact with the gospel. And also we have to hope, and faithful people believe, that before the Lord comes, it will be a conversion of a lot of Jews to the Lord, also as a great sign for this world. Some aspects we have to see with the first coming, they will be the same when Jesus comes back. What is in need of the conversion of people? Before the first coming, it was John who gave predications. And now, when we think of the return of Christ, we hear a word from the Lord in Luke 18:8. Will the Son of Man, when he comes, find faith on the earth? If we let come this question to our heart, then we start to get little. Because the faith is so much disappearing, and we cannot speak of the transformation of the world through the gospel, in some aspects maybe, but not really. And also the moral values are going away. Who thinks of the return of Christ? Who is wise and know that the death will come, that he will live his life in the responsibility before God? Maybe we cannot think of the conversion of all people before the Lord comes. Because we know from a biblical perspective that God is looking to hold a remnant, and this is counting for all people. So we can remember that God would have not destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of 10 righteous. Or we hear with Noah that all the human beings did always follow the heart, which was bad. But because of Noah, God was not destroying the whole earth. And also going out of Egypt, the same thing happens. Because the whole people, they were in a rebellion against God and starting to serve idols. But because of Moses, they were not executed. It's interesting in the teaching of the Jews in the Talmud. They say that the existence of this world is dependent from 36 people who are living in justice. So let us reflect about this point that because of the faithfulness of some, a lot of people can be saved. And this is very deep according to our redemption, because of him, of Jesus, all people will receive salvation if they want. If we reflect this in the beginning of a new year, then it shows us how we can prepare the way for the Lord. We should be clear that we have not to wait our surrender to God till the point other people are coming. We can ask the Lord, please, all people should come to the house of our Father, like it happened, for example, in Mexico. And we should do all what we can do for that. But we should be also ready only to be with a little group of men who are faithful to the Lord and to his true church. Pope Benedict XVI, he said that the church will be smaller. Only a little flock? The whole church? Well, it's possible if we see how much people are going away from faith. In some European countries, for example, the number of the Catholics who are practicing, there are so little. Priests and vocations to religious orders are so seldom. Is this something to be depressed? No. We should think that only some can do a lot for the whole people. God's love is so wonderful that he is looking for all ways to save human beings. And we are called in this new year, which might be a discernment of the spirits, a separation from the spirits, to answer most intensively to the love of God and to cooperate on this way that the Lord can do his plan of salvation for all human beings and he can count on us.
The antiphon of the Magnificat puts melody to the words of John the Baptist. There comes one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose.
Veni et fortior me post me, cuius non sum dignus solvere. Corrigiam calceamentorum.